This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law. It's better
over here. Now at T-Mobile, get four 5G phones on us and four lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
For the past three seasons of Gone South, we've covered one story per season. Now, Gone South is back for a fourth season. But this time, we're doing things a little differently. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Doug Karsh, Scott Anderson, 97 on the ticket. Open lines, 248-539-9797. Great to be with you here on a Thursday, a beautiful fall day in Southeast Michigan. We got the Blitz thingy today at 10:30. Also, will we see this at a Lions game for the first time this year? That's at 11 o'clock. Maybe I should say, will we not see this? I got to tell you, though, the idea that you just said Mark Davis doesn't strike you as the kind of guy that's playing chess.
Well, it's not that he can't. I'm sure he knows how to play chess, but when it comes to the landscape of upper management in football, I don't think that's in his bag of tricks.
Yeah. And we're just reacting to the quote that he said as it pertains to Max Crosby in any trade. Quote, it's not happening. 248-539-9797. Jeremiah. Whoa. Jeremiah, you there?
Yes, I sure am.
Okay.
Can you hear me?
Yes, gotcha. Go ahead.
Hi. How you doing, fellas?
Good.
Thank you for having me on.
Sure.
Yeah, I just wanted to weigh in. Obviously, the biggest story is Hutch, going down with that horrific injury. Just everybody's opinion on who we should grab, who we shouldn't grab. Honestly, I have faith, as many people do now, more than, when it first started in this organization and the front office and Dan Campbell and Brad Holmes, letting him cook, letting him do his thing. I am of the opinion that it's not now or never, but name another year in this entire organization's history where we've been on the cusp of not just getting to the Super Bowl, but theoretically winning it. It's always been a dream for every fan that has ever watched this team, and it's been mine for a long time. But I feel like we should go grab a big name. Do what you got to do to grab a big name. Crosby has ties to Michigan, as we all know. He has said on multiple different platforms that if he could go to another team, Detroit would be the team.
Except
now, I don't know. Go ahead.
Well, no, did you hear... Did you hear what the owner said out there?
Yeah, I did. I did hear what you just said on the radio too. So with the Davis family, right? I mean, we all know that history. I don't think, like you said, he's not the person to. He doesn't seem like a person who's playing chess. I agree with that. I mean, look at all the many different decisions that organization has made. In its history, not just with Mark, but with Al, his father. There have been very, very questionable decisions. So even though he's saying, hey, he's not going anywhere, I don't really trust that. Because,
You don't believe him.
I don't buy it. I mean, I think money talks. He's a rich owner, just like Jerry Jones. And I guess I just don't think they... I don't want to say care as much about their fan base as our organization does right now, but I don't know, man.
If you don't believe him, that's fine. And I would just say we are operating in a world where it's cool not to believe him. I don't think it's cool to hear that, not believe him, And I don't think you were doing this, but later trashing Brad Holmes if he doesn't get Max Crosby. Now, with that said, can they get it? Still get a big name? I think Hassan Reddick could be had. That's pretty clear. And that's a guy that can absolutely get to the quarterback. And that would be a big name. I think that's the only big name deal that can get done. I don't think Myles Garrett is likely to get done. You're talking about, you know, salary ramifications beyond this year and a massive return for Cleveland, which is what they would be looking for. You don't start a rebuild around a fourth round pick. Like, they're not going to sell him for cheap. So if they are going to go that route, they're wanting, I'm going to guess, they're going to ask for multiple first round picks. So, you know, them making a move, yeah, they'll make a move. Them making a big move, well, I really think there's only one that can keep us on the reality highway, and that's Reddick. But that's because I think Reddick is more likely to agree to play out the year in Detroit than the Lions are likely to agree or other teams are likely to agree on compensation for a major trade. The weird thing about Brad Holmes is the way they are operating. Let's be clear here. The way that Brad Holmes has set this thing up, he's not trying to win a Super Bowl. He's trying to win a bunch. He really is. That's the way they're setting this thing up. We're going to draft, and we're going to keep the talented players that we want to keep in-house, and we're going to keep drafting. He's trying to win multiple Super Bowls. And I know people are going to say, just give me one, please. And it's because we can all say we've been waiting our entire lives for this. He is not on the same timeline that we are. And I think it's, you know, he may change his gear and say, I'm going to accelerate to try and win this one. But it feels to me like he's trying to win multiple Super Bowls.
Brett's being ultra responsible about how he's building this team, right, guys? Like, just F them picks is, if you go do that and you lose, you might be screwed for years come along. You know, the year after that, year after that, year after that. He's doing it in a way where if we do lose the Super Bowl, we're going to be right back in it the very next year and the very next year after that and the very next year after that. That's how Brad's doing it.
Yeah, but if you were to find some way to trade for Myles Garrett, you could still be on that path. And I think same thing with Hassan Reddick. If you trade for him and then sign him to an extension, you can do the same thing. And there's definitely a window, not only for this year, but for the next couple of years to come, because he has taken care of all the players to this point that he needs to. And I'm sure that he's left money, and he's always keeping in mind, have to have money to sign Hutch down the road. And because you can change and manipulate the cap as much as you want further on down the road with, like, Cookies was saying in the morning show, with voidable years or just redoing contracts, whatever it is, they can be competitive for a Super Bowl for a number of years in a row here. Now, at some point, will you have to make awfully tough decisions? Yep. But every team does. At some point, you're going to have to make that decision. Do I cut this guy? Do I need to rework his contract? What's best for the team? But that last caller, 100%. Except
that what, right?
I mean, we just went 10 minutes about it, and it goes, so they should go after, have you heard what Max Crosby has to say?
Yeah.
But have you heard what Mark Davis has to say? Now, some people, like I said, Doug, there's going to be that small percentage of people that will always hold out the hope, or they're just of the opinion that no matter what ownership says in public, it doesn't matter because they can always go back on it.
Let's keep in mind, too, that I'll give you some F them picks moves where teams really went for it. Denver gave up 2 firsts, 2 seconds, and a fifth for Russell Wilson. They were like, we're going for it. We are selling. Cleveland gave up 3 firsts, a fourth, 2 fourths, and a third for Deshaun Watson.
Yep.
Those are trades that were F them picks moves that didn't work out. There's the F them picks move that the Rams made that did. So F them picks does have a potential downside, Kang, as you mentioned.
But yeah, I was just going to say there's also a commonality with those three moves. They were for quarterback.
Yeah, but it doesn't. In fact, those should have worked more than getting an edge rusher.
Well, I guess my point is you give up more for the quarterback than would for so.
But it's not about, I'm just saying, when you go F them picks and you go F them picks for a quarterback, you really think it's going to work.
Yeah.
And those, for every Stafford one that did, there's Russell Wilson and Deshaun Watson who didn't. I'm not saying you give up three firsts for Myles Garrett, but I'm just saying just because you get Myles Garrett doesn't mean he's going to be the Stafford of this deal. He could be the Pat Swilling as well.
Yeah, correct.
And I think that's what Brad Holmes is guarding against.
Yep. 248-539-9797. Lions on the field against the Vikings on Sunday. Will we not see this for the first time this year? We'll get to that. Obviously, other than Aiden Hutchinson, we'll get to that at 11:02. Swing around the league next. 97.1, the ticket.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law. It's better
over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device, credit, service, ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
I'm Jed Lipinski. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.